Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. India and Israel exchange multiple MOUs after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Modi highlights the historic decision taken by two countries to elevate their ties to the status of special strategic partnership. US and Iran officials meet in Geneva for indirect talks amid massive US military buildup in West Asia. Taliban slams Pakistan for its airstrikes on Afghanistan, terming it a shameful act, warns of a military response to it. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India set a target of 257 runs for Zimbabwe in a crucial Super 8 Group 1 match in Chennai. India and Israel exchanged multiple memoranda of understanding MOUs today on several areas including cultural exchange, geophysical exploration, fisheries and aquaculture, UPI and for advancing education through use of artificial intelligence. The MOUs were exchanged after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said, India-Israel relationship is founded on the strong bedrock of deep trust, shared democratic values and profound human sensitivities. He said, the bond has stood the test of every trial of time. The Prime Minister said, today, both sides have taken the historic decision to elevate the time-tested partnership to the status of a special strategic partnership.
Hamare sambandh gehre vishwas, saajha loktantrik mulyon aur manviya samvedanaon ki majboot aadharshila par aadharit hai, us par sthapit hai. Hamare rishte समय की हर कसौटी पर खरे उतरे हैं आज हमने अपनी टाइम टेस्टेड साझेदारी को स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का ऐतिहासिक निर्णय लिया है यह निर्णय दोनों देशों के लोगों की आकांक्षाओं का प्रतिबिंब है
मिस्टर मोदी सेड स्टेपिंग वंस अगेन ऑनटू द हिस्टोरिक लैंड ऑफ इजराइल इज अ मोमेंट ऑफ प्राइड एंड इमोशन फॉर हिम ही सेड Today, both sides have decided to establish the critical and emerging technologies partnership. The Prime Minister said this will give new momentum to cooperation in areas such as AI, quantum technology and critical minerals. He informed that an agreement has been reached for the use of UPI in Israel. Mr. Netanyahu said Israel and India are bent on innovation. He said both nations are proud ancient civilizations and very proud of very past but absolutely determined to seize the future and both countries can do it better together.
The future belongs to those who innovate and Israel and India are bent on innovation. We are proud ancient civilizations, very proud of our past, but absolutely determined to seize the future and we can do it better together.
Later in a joint statement, both the countries strongly condemned the heinous 7th October 2023 terror attack on Israel, the terror attack on Indian tourists at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir on 22nd April 2022 last year, and the terror incident near Red Fort, New Delhi on 10th of November last year. Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Netanyahu also reiterated their unwavering commitment to advancing global peace and security and welcomed US President Donald Trump's comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict.
Prime Minister had a series of programs in 2 days, but one of the prime programs was his address to Israeli Parliament Knesset. He is the first Indian Prime Minister to do so. Prime Minister, in his over 30-minute speech, touched upon many points. He was unequivocal in supporting fight against all forms and manifestations of terrorism. Prime Minister also mentioned that the peace and stability of West Asia is very important for the global peace. He advocated India's stand of conflict resolution through dialogue with wisdom, courage and humanity. Prime Minister also visited a tech exhibition in which top Israeli technologies were demonstrated. On the second day, Prime Minister visited Yad Vashem Memorial, which is built in the memory of over 6 million Jews who were killed in Nazi attack in the Holocaust episode. Today, the Prime Minister also met Israeli President Isaac Herzog and discussed bilateral issues. In the concluding remarks after delegation-level talks, both Prime Ministers expressed satisfaction and gratitude to each other. Prime Minister Modi said, "Thank you for speakers of the Knesset Award," and dedicated it to 1.4 billion Indians and India-Israel friendship. The award was bestowed upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the parliament yesterday.
The External Affairs Ministry has said that the focus of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Israel has been on technology, including areas such as artificial intelligence, cyber security, innovation, research and startups. Briefing the media in Jerusalem at the conclusion, the Prime Minister's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that Mr. Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu decided to elevate the existing Joint Commission on Science and Technology to the ministerial level.
Overall, this has been an incredibly rich visit in terms of outcomes, a very, very productive visit, which has deepened bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors. It underscores the commitment of Prime Minister Modi in particular to harness technology and innovation for inclusive growth, and the commitment of both leaders to make the bilateral special strategic partnership for peace, innovation and prosperity more productive and impactful.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has since departed for India from Israel after productive discussions and a range of positive outcomes. External Affairs Ministry said that in a heartwarming gesture, the Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, along with his wife Sara Netanyahu, came to see off Prime Minister Modi at the airport. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and the updates from around the globe. Third round of indirect nuclear talks between negotiators from Iran and the United States in Geneva have paused and will resume later today after a break. As in the previous two rounds of discussions earlier this month, the Iranian delegation is led by Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, while the U.S. is represented by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The talks are again being mediated by Oman's Foreign Minister Badr al-Busaidi, who said negotiators had demonstrated unprecedented openness to new and creative ideas and solutions. Discussions take place amid a massive U.S. military buildup in the West Asia, with a number of countries warning their citizens to leave Iran due to the threat of possible U.S. attacks. The Taliban has slammed Pakistan for its airstrikes on Afghanistan, terming it a shameful act and warned of a military response to it. In an interview with the news channel, Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said that Islamabad targeted civilians. On 22nd of this month, Afghanistan's Ministry of National Defense accused the Pakistani military regime of carrying out deadly airstrikes in various residential areas of Nangarhar and Paktika provinces, resulting in the death of several civilians. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India have set a target of 257 runs for Zimbabwe in the crucial Super 8 Group 1 match at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. India scored 256, losing 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. For India, Abhishek Sharma scored highest 55 of 30 balls. Hardik Pandya made 50 not out of 23 balls, while Tilak Verma scored 44 not out of 16 balls. In reply, Zimbabwe were 164 for 5 in 19 overs when reports last came in. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Israel exchanged multiple MOUs after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Modi highlights the historic decision taken by two countries to elevate their ties to the status of special strategic partnership. U.S. and Iran officials meet in Geneva for indirect talks amid massive U.S. military buildup in West Asia. Taliban slams Pakistan for its air strikes on Afghanistan, terming it a shameful act, warns of a military response to it. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India set a target of 257 runs for Zimbabwe in a crucial Super 8 Group 1 match in Chennai. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.